This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Right now, I do believe on the headset, we have, ladies and gentlemen, Wyatt Langford. Good morning, sir.
Hey, guys, you got me?
Yes, we can hear you very well. Yes. So I have to make an admission to you to start things off. We tried this with you last year, and I don't know if there was a delay or we just didn't bring our A game, but I don't think we got the most out of the interview with you, and I wanted to apologize for having an unhappy interview experience.
That's all right.
All right. How are you going to fix it, though, Kevin?
Okay.
Yeah, Kevin.
Okay. That's true. Man, that's a lot of pressure. I just prepared the apology. I hadn't really prepared anything else. So one of the things that we've talked about is what people work on in spring training. And I'm curious for you, not only what you work on in spring training, but especially like in the grand scheme of baseball, you're still pretty darn new to the outfield. So what all do you focus on in spring training?
Yeah, very. I mean, right now I'm focused on trying to get healthy. But for the most part, I mean, we got a new outfield coach. Beasley is going to be the outfield coach now. So we lost Will Venable, and he was great. He definitely helped me a lot last year. So me and Beasley are kind of hashing it out right now, trying to figure out what needs to get worked on and stuff. So
Wyatt Langford here joining us on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Is it, you just mentioned that you're just trying to get healthy, is it true that the left oblique is the most important oblique for a right-handed batter?
I don't know. I'd say they're both pretty important, probably.
See, there you go, Kevin.
I said the same thing, yeah, Wyatt. Good answer. I said I think they're both really important to swinging a baseball bat and playing
baseball.
Definitely
need them.
How much respect do you have for the wall in the outfield? Like, have you learned that part of it? Like, if I crash into this thing, it's gonna be painful.
Yeah, it depends. I mean, some walls are softer than others. Our wall in Texas is pretty soft, actually, so you can hit it pretty good. You know, when I first started playing in college, we have a very, very hard wall at Florida. So I found out pretty quickly out there, I hit it pretty hard.
Was that kind of like your welcome to the NFL moment, like when you smash into the wall and you're like, all right, we're going to have to rethink how we play that?
Yeah, everyone got a kick out of it pretty good. I mean, that was probably my second or third week playing in the outfield, and it was a home run that was over the fence by 20 feet, and I just hit it full speed.
Okay.
Love it.
So we were
great effort.
Okay. We were just talking about that because the White Sox, they had a prospect to take a ball off the dome trying to field a fly ball. How often does that happen where you go up to the wall and like you're trying to make a play and then you're like, that was stupid. That ball is in the 10th row.
Hey, I mean, it's better to try than not to try, you know?
True.
Exactly.
Rather give the effort or then look back on it and realize you should have tried more. You might have had it.
Who are you going to hear it from the most if you don't give the effort? Is it a teammate? Is there a certain teammate or a coach?
probably some teammates. Mm. Yeah. Travis Jankowski was pretty good about it. He'd let me know.
So that you're improving your defense, do you feel most comfortable right now coming in on balls, going back on balls, or left or right to balls? Like, what's the one that you feel really good at and the one that you're like, I'm working really hard on that because if I can master that part of moving in the outfield, that'll really take my defense to another level?
You know, I'm very – I'd say left to right is probably the easiest for me. Going back is also pretty easy. Being kind of a speedier guy, I feel like I can get back there pretty good. Figuring out whether I want to come in on one or not is probably the toughest, you know. Because you don't want to come in and then realize it's over your head.
But that does also feel inevitable at some point in an outfielder's journey that will happen to you at least once, right?
Oh, way more than that. Way more than once. Yeah, it's part of it, you know. If you're going to be super aggressive out there, you're going to make mistakes too.
But that, I think that was the case last year. You kind of ran in on one, but you're so athletic, you were able to, like, Superman jump and get it before it went over your head. And that was kind of awesome. So.
Yeah, that helps. The more athletic you are, the better, more mistakes you can make.
See, I was about to say it almost in the opposite way. The less athletic you are, the more conservative you have to be your approach to the ball.
Okay. Yep, exactly.
Now, last year, Wyatt, like at the plate, you did, I mean, pretty much everything you could do in a rookie season. Was there something that you were like, man, that was something I wanted to get, that this year you're like, I'm going to do that this season?
Yeah, I mean, there's always...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Stuff to improve on, you know. I would have, obviously, everyone would probably say they would like to hit more home runs, you know, higher average, all that stuff. So just have a better overall season would be pretty nice.
When you don't have to play in a game like today, the Rangers are traveling, and luckily Arizona travels very easy compared to Florida travel in spring training. What do you like doing from, let's say, 1 o'clock today until you have to go to bed?
Yeah, there's a lot of downtime out here, that's for sure. Especially my wife's not out here with me, so I'm staying with a couple of the guys. You know, we kind of just hang out. We got a pool and stuff, so we'll hang out by the pool. Usually take a nap or watch some Netflix or something.
Do you cook, or do you always like get something to eat from around here?
You know, I really like to cook, but out here, after long mornings. I'm just too tired to cook, really. So it's usually ordering out.
Do you guys have a go-to movie, show, whatever on Netflix right now that you're caught up in?
I wouldn't say a go-to. We like movies though.
Movies over video games?
Yeah.
What's your all-time favorite movie?
Oh gosh. I have no idea.
You have no idea?
It's okay.
No. Gladiator was pretty good, and the second one was pretty good.
Yeah, like were you those. Surprised at how good the second one was? I was very nervous going into it.
Yeah, it was good. I thought the first one was better.
Sure, for sure, for sure. Now, I'm hoping that you can help me out with this. As somebody who is from Florida, now we're playing in spring training here in Arizona. My two co-hosts have thrown together this preposterous idea that gravity is not the same as in Arizona mm-hmm. as it is in Florida.
He's going to know this because of playing at Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Can you please tell them that that is idiotic?
No, it's true.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Wyatt. Really appreciate this.
Yeah, it's true.
It's because of the dry desert air, Kevin. There's less humidity. Therefore, we're able to have more gravity.
Huh. Yep. That's who you want to be on that their side, huh, Wyatt?
Yeah, we don't write the rules. We just enforce them.
When you hit a ball in Florida, it doesn't go as far and as high as here, and that has to do with gravity.
Facts.
Yeah. Huh. All right. Well, thanks for that. Yeah, I did not expect. Okay.
He needs to grade our interview.
Okay. Well, hold on. I promise. I do have another legitimate baseball question based on something that you said a couple of weeks ago. You talked about how in spring training, you know, last year you were so focused on just making the team, and I know you said this year you're obviously focused on getting healthy, but also you want it to be your year. How much more has that kind of put you at ease knowing like, hey, I should be on the team. I know I still need to stay healthy, but how much different is that compared to last spring training?
Yeah, it's so different, you know, coming in just, I mean, every little thing. I mean, this is only really, last year was my first spring training ever. So I had no idea what to expect. And then coming into this, had a much better idea, you know, knew all the guys, knew kind of where I stood on the team and stuff like that. So just is more so just about preparing for the season versus, like you said, just trying to make the team last year.
Oh, I brought Evan Carter and Josh Young some baseball cards as presents because I know that Josh Young is a big Alex Rodriguez fan. Evan Carter is a big Christian Yelich fan when it comes to cards. If I were to get you a baseball card of a player, what player should I go after for you?
I have no idea. I'm not as much into the cards as those guys are.
And there you go. There you go.
I like teammates, though. I like teammate
That's
cards.
Good.
Yeah. Ivaldi.
Yeah, DeGrom. Ivaldi would be a good one. DeGrom would be a good one. Corey would be a good one.
I'm a good teammate. That's what he said. My name's Corey.
All right, Mike, do we need to ask him if we did better
this
interview?
Yeah, out of this one, since Kevin really apologized for doing a really bad job last year, how would you, out of a 1 out of 10 score, 10 being the best interview you've ever had, 1 being, it was about like last spring, where would you grade us?
I'd probably give you a 7.5.
The gravity one probably got us up there, huh?
Okay.
7.5 to 8 in there.
Okay. Excellent. I'll take it. Thank you very much, good sir. Really appreciate the time and you jumping on with us.
Yeah. Thank you all for having me.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and 3-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.